NBA Finals.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
You can hear that.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl and Linda Bond. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:05 on May the 27th, the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. What can I say about that, except it's going to be 3 days. 3 days off, and people are going to have all types of good things, but just let's not forget why we're having this three-day weekend. It's Memorial Day on Monday, and we'll talk a lot about the events that are going on with that. But, of course, today, I'm joined by Bad Bob.
There was the most peculiar sound in my headphones this morning, and I look over, and if that had been any sweeter, I'd be going out for an insulin shot. Good morning.
Okay, because we give a little kiss in the morning to each other before we start.
It was great. Because, yeah, you know, we have 2 hours, and sometimes we go at it. Yeah. And so it's, it's just a way to, bring it together, start the craziness here. And we're glad the Chat Packers and you all are with us this morning.
That's right. You know, we've got a big show today, and it gets bigger every minute as people roll through here. But we're going to have, today we're going to be talking to the Red Cross. We're going to be talking about Senior Idol people. But we're going to be talking to Gary Beckner, who heads up the largest union of our largest group of teachers that are non-unionized. But that's not till 8 o'clock, and we've just got a whole lot of stuff going on. Let's start with Linda.
We have some good people rolling in here. Start off with the weather today. Well, we're going to have a chance of showers, of course. We're in the 30% ratio here, highs of 70, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 47. Saturday looks like about the same with a high of 65 and Saturday night of 46. Sunday, nice thing about Sunday and Monday is that we're going to have clear days. There might be some scattered showers, but looks like we're going to have 72 on Sunday and Monday. So if you're out on the Memorial Day events, they are going to be spectacular. I love to start off with this day in history. It seems there was a woman by the name of Amelia Jenks Bloomer. She was born on this day in 1818. She was a woman's rights advocate. I'm sure you didn't know the folks back in the mid-1800s even knew anything about women's rights, did you? But she was also a social reformer, and yes, Bloomer panties were named after her. You see, she worked for more sensible dress for women and recommended that what was called the Bloomer costume in 1849. Actually, Elizabeth Smith Miller introduced the costume, but Bloomers sounded more interesting than Millers. Today, those ruffled little pants aren't worn much by adult women, but they often cover baby bottoms. Babies don't seem to mind wearing those sensible Bloomers. Well, that's to start our day. How do you like that on Friday?
You know what? I never knew when I heard they were called Bloomers where they came from. I guess, like you said, they could have been called Millers, but I like Bloomers better.
Yeah, I think that's, when you see the item now, you'll know that you heard that on KCNR Friday morning, May 27th. Senior Idol Day.
That's it.
Oh, we're gonna have some of the people throwing that on the evening tonight at the Cascade Theater on the show in a little bit. Speaking of entertainment, many of you who watched American Idol, we know that Scotty McCreery won. Both of the finalists were under 18 years old. So the headlines are today: fourth judge cleared path for McCreery's payout. Scotty McCreery can thank a fourth judge for clearing his path to becoming the latest American Idol, one who didn't have to critique his singing. A Los Angeles judge approved a minor's contract establishing financial protections for both McCreery and Lauren Elena on Monday, 2 days before fan votes gave the country crooner the show's top award. The draft contracts gives the first prize winner, McCreery, at least $250,000 in advances for winning the show and recording his first album. He's only 17 years old, and he's going to earn tens of thousands of dollars for more granting idol partners like for with merchandise and endorsement rights, and will receive royalties on any music he releases. Not bad.
Not bad for a 17-year-old, and even and the one that finished second. Yeah, I think she got 85,000, and then she's into all this.
Were they gracious? They were like young.
They were really nice kids.
Nobody seemed to be high strung and out there. I was just really, wow, it was refreshing. They were so into their families. They seemed like they seemed to be spiritually centered, is what I got out of it.
Well, it was the first year they said they had, you know, just all country here at the end. And there's, you know, that. Is there
nothing
is
wrong
there,
with that?
Well, is there a tie-in to the ones that are singing country music, and maybe they're more centered like that? I mean, that's kind of a real reach out there, but it's interesting that it was the first time this has happened. Hey, we've got to take a break here. Today, when we get back, we're going to talk about prison cost. We're going to talk about, you know, why does it cost that much? We're going to talk about Chief Hansen and marijuana. And then later on in this half hour, we're going to have on Doug Tooley from BNT Satellite. And he's going to come in and talk to us about what he's got going, what are these new things that are happening on in our local business community. So this is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:11 in the morning, and KCNR 1460. It's May the 27th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillana Links, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Friday, May 27th, 7:15 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Okay, let's talk about a few things in the news. Looks like Police Chief Peter Hansen is somewhat upset with the idea that there's 40,000 people in Reading that belong to a medical marijuana collective. That means just about half of our population belongs to a medical marijuana cooperative. Now, do you belong, Bob?
No, but that sure makes me want to get out and drive.
Linda, do you belong? No. Carl, do you belong?
No.
Does
N-O.
Just Bob belong? No. Does I mean, so there's four of us in here that don't belong to that. So what Peter Hansen says, and this is in the Record Searchlight, it says that there's no way these groups have that many individual members, which means this department will have to start enforcing the city ordinance that forbids membership to more than one collective. He says, I think the number is astronomical. And Reading Police Chief, Police Lieutenant Jeff Wallace, and Jeff's been on the show before, really a professional, good officer that takes it really interest in his job, and he cares about his job. He found that 40,000 people belong to these collectives shows that maybe some of these Proposition 215 people are actually abusing this. How could this be? When they talked to one of the employees of the now defunct Nature's 420, said nobody really goes to one dispensary. Every time I saw someone come in, they'd be flipping through all their dispensary cards. They don't enforce the ordinance. Why should they? And here it is that, you know, what they're going to do now is go to each one of the dispensaries and say, fine, give us a list of your members so that we can balance them out so we don't have 12 members. We don't have 20 dispensaries and 20 people belong and thousands of people belonging to each dispensary. I find that really, really interesting. And people say, no, it's just for, they need it for, you know, for medical purposes. Well, if you need it for medical purposes, that's one thing. But then you keep adding. I mean, but you have that. You know, you go to each one of them. So,
well, one of our chatters asked, "Does that mean growers, sellers, and users?" That's an interesting question because I suppose if you're
if you belong to a collective which says, "Hey, look, I belong to this collective, this marijuana medical marijuana dispensary, this collective, I can belong to this one. I can belong to one here on the corner." But I can't belong to 18 more because my recommendation says, okay, I can, you know, I can go in and get marijuana from this one. But that means is that whatever the recommendation is, and I think a lot of them don't have, I mean, they don't have amounts on there. But they want to have them belong to each one. Well, now they belong, and it says that in the ordinance. The ordinance says that. So you can belong to one, but they go out and belong. This is the people with the recommendations. And then the growers, the sellers, I think that's something different. I'm pretty sure that's something different. Anyway. We move on from that to...
Well, you know, you have a... before we get to break, when we come back, you know, you've got an interesting article there on scholar athletes. And maybe we'll talk about that. Or do you want to start off with that?
Well, we can do that. We can do that now. It's again, it's a local. And when we come back after that, we're going to have Doug Tooley on. But we want to talk about what's happening in the prisons, too. And... the cost of keeping prisoners and why we're turning people loose and why, why this is going to happen. But the Exchange Club has their Scholar Athletes ceremony every year, and they pick two Scholar Athletes. And Justin Jenna Gerard of Trinity High School and Lala Forrest Cocker of Central Valley were named winners of the 2011 Exchange Club of Reading Scholar Athlete Awards at a Thursday luncheon. The winners received a $750 scholarship and a plaque.
Well, that's great. And also, locally out of Happy Valley, Liam Twite, third time going to National Spelling Bee. And he's a guy who's a scholar athlete. I mean, he's a scholar and an athlete. Loves to play track, loves to play baseball. He said when he gets back there, he said, you know, these people, they're really, he spends about 10 hours a week on his spelling. But he said that when he gets back there, I mean, that's what all these kids do. But, you know, shout out to Liam Twite, another one of our local residents here that's representing us in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, you know, Jenna, and forgive me if I mispronounce his name, Jean Gerard, compiled a weighted GPA of 4.33. Now, see, when I went to school, it was 4. Now you can get more. You can get 4, you can get over 4. He played football, basketball, and baseball during all 4 years of high school. He was the All-Shasta Cascade League quarterback in basketball. He was first-team All-Northern Section selection. And besides being in the classrooms and sports, he was involved in Link Crew and served as a student ambassador, class senator, class VP, rally commissioner. You know, it's a lot of stuff. And Forrest Cocker finished high school with a 4.27. She's a three-time All-Northern Athletic League and All-Section player in girls basketball and was a Record Searchlight MVP her sophomore year. In volleyball, she was an All-League hitter, and she participates in the UCLA Indian Studies Center and is part of Key Club and helps out at basketball camps. I mean, you know what? Good kids, great, you know, scholar athletes.
We're growing some good stock up here.
Yeah, you know what? You know, when you look at that, you go, hey, this is great. You know, we're happy about that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And we come back, we're going to be talking to Doug Tooley. And we come back from that, we've got Red Cross. And then we're going to be talking about what's going on in the prison system here in California. Why is it costing us twice as much as any place else in the country? What can we do to fix that? And why did the California lawmakers decide that there should be no limit gifts? There should be no limit to the gifts they get. We're going to talk about all that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand-new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit, or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist, I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Carl, you know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance. I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays, we'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back on Beat That Drum on Friday. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:24 in the morning on May the 27th, right here at Free Fire Radio. You know, we love to have people on our local business people, and we've got Doug Tooley here from B&T Satellite.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Doug, you've been with us for, gosh. Over a year.
Yeah, over a year now.
Just about a year. And
Oh, I was just going to say, we see you everywhere. We see you in your pictures in the mall. We see you on the billboards. We see you on the commercials. And you know, we talk about you every day.
I've seen you on a corner before with a sign that said, we'll put in dish satellite for money.
That was me.
That's you. And you know what? You really stand behind what you're doing. And whenever we call you, you get your guys out there and you do what you're doing. So you're obviously here today because you've got something that you want to discuss with our audience. You want to introduce somebody and some stuff that's hot and new. And so here's your moment.
Excellent. Thank you. I just want to say thank you again, Carl and Linda, and all of your listeners, because what has happened in our little business in a year is we've went from not doing very much work and not doing anything. The 800 number, believe it or not, was putting us out of business. And we decided to start advertising a lot. And now we're within the top 5% of Dish Network retailers.
That's
so
great.
So thank you, Reading.
Well, you know,
in the surrounding areas. You know, thank you.
I think people want to support their local businesses if they really get a chance.
Do.
Like, you know, we had somebody the other day say, oh, so this nice young man from Idaho knocked on my door, I think I'm going to get that Dish TV. And I went, whoa, he is not a local.
Right.
And so I told him, you know, gave him your phone number.
That's the other thing that I'm here to say is that it is that time of year, and there's a lot of door knockers that come from out of the area. They're the 800 number. So you really need to make sure if somebody's knocking on your door that they're going to be there for you.
Shop local, stay local.
They'll be there for you.
But it's,
that's right.
That's the key word, because you can put the word out. People can come, but are they getting the service? Are you giving back to the community? Not only are you giving of yourself with the great service, you're giving back to the community. And I think this community really is one that's very appreciative. We're a collective as far as, well, show up to this fundraiser and give a little to that, and please support the veterans and all those things. And you do all of the above, Doug.
Yes, and this community is amazing. I've been watching this community as a young man for a while. I'm turning 40 this year. I started my business when I was around 28 or so, and 9/11 was right after I started my business, about a year and a half after I started my business. And amazing how, I mean, I just watched the community just rally around all of that, and we're still doing it. I mean, we did the Make-A-Wish with Results Radio, just slammed it. I think they got $140,000, and they increased in a slow economy. They got like 10% or 5% more than they were asking for.
A Make-A-Wish is a great thing. Shout out to Barbara Harrison on that as well.
Right. And and I know you're involved in other things in the community, too, because that's, you know, and Doug and I sat down and talked one day about, it's not just enough to be in business. It's, you want to be a part of the community. And Doug has made a conscious decision, as we did when we first started the station, is that you want to be in the community. You want to be able to help. You want to have, give people a voice. Mm-hmm. On what's important in the community. So, we did that, and Doug Tooley from BNT Satellite's doing that.
So my new stuff is, because we're so busy, getting busy, I need to develop some installers. So the marketing has been working really well, and I know that we can run with it big time. So I'm bringing in a new associate, David Harris. And
Dave's right here. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you very much for having us.
Now, are you from
Reading? You had a good radio voice.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
I'm going to take some voiceover jobs for you here. Hey, are you from Reading?
I was actually born in Reading. Yeah. I'm a native.
Great. And so you've lived here your whole life?
Pretty much my whole life. Moved away for a few years back in the end of the 90s and early 2000, but we've been back and married my high school sweetheart, raised my family here, bought my first house here. I got a freshman at Foothill High School and a seventh grader at Mountain View, so we're part of the community big time.
Great. Super. So Dave's going to be your...
He's going to take over my marketing. We're going to do some door-to-door and direct marketing, stuff like that, because these guys are they're coming in from out of the area, and we just really need to educate our customers or our community that, you know...
That we're here.
We're here. This is what we're doing. Yeah. You know, and it's nothing against the 800 number. I'm not trying to pick on them, but, you know, they are the man, basically, and we're trying to make it.
They're
to
not a local.
And they're not local.
And you guarantee your work. You've got your people here.
Right.
And again, that's what we tell everybody when we talk about
it. We are going to have to take a break. stay with us just for a few minutes when we get back from the Fox News, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to tell you what Togo, there's a weather system warning that you need to know about. And we're going to be talking about that as well as our future guests coming up in at the 8 o'clock hour.
That's right, Gary Beckman. We're going to have Red Cross on right after this, and we're still going to be talking what's going on in the prison system. Carl and Linda Bott. And this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is getting a boost in early morning trading. Just before 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 57 points. Personal income and spending both rose 0.4% in April. While income rose in line with estimates, spending rose by the smallest gain in 3 months, falling short of what analysts expected. This is another sign that high food and gasoline prices are still putting a strain on consumer budgets. Gas prices have fallen again overnight. The national average is now $3.80 a gallon, according to AAA. That's down 18 cents from the recent high. But gas prices are still a dollar per gallon higher now than this time last year. And this long holiday weekend kicks off the busy summer travel season. Blockbuster is slashing prices to try to get customers to come back into its stores. Under the new promotion, Blockbuster will charge 99 cents a day for more of its movies. This is the first move Dish Network is making since it acquired Blockbuster. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Listen to the wind blow, watch the sun.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, May the 27th.
Memorial Day weekend as we approach this weekend and the summer recreational season, the National Weather Service would like to remind people of the hidden dangers of cold snowmelt waters feeding the Northern California waterways. Everyone going into the water should wear a life vest, even children that are wading alone. The water seems to be warm on the top, it's very cold inside, and it's hypothermia can happen. And the things to look for with hypothermia, in fact, the Red Cross is going to be coming. Maybe we'll be talking about this then.
In a couple minutes.
Warming temperatures are going to draw many people outside with rivers, streams, and lakes. Again, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going to be going on this weekend and what's going to be happening out in the water. So be careful of snow melt, cold, freezing temperatures in the waters.
Okay, our guest, we're going to finish up here with BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley. Doug,
things that are
happening in the business.
A lot of really cool things with the internet are happening right now. Hughes and Wild Blue, and your listeners will know. Maybe your listeners will know about these companies. They're trying to really do well. And they can't compete with DSL or cable at all. So what they've created is this super-duper satellite, and they're going to launch it up into space. And around October, we're going to be able to compete with DSL. So all the folks that have really limited DSL, you know, they're at the end of their lines, will be able to compete with as far as price point. So, DSL is around $30 a month. Satellite's like $70 a month. So it makes sense for the folks that are, you know, Round Mountain or Bear Creek, you know, places where they can't get DSL, but it's going to be affordable in the fall. So that's a real big thing. And that's really the main focus why I needed to bring another partner in or, you know, another associate in to help us so I can go develop that, because we're going to need like probably 4 or 5 installers.
Wow.
To keep up with demand.
You know, right now it's the new TV sets that you're buying are all ready for internet to be hooked right to the internet. You know, Netflix, Amazon, any of these things, they're ready right now to be hooked up. Dave, do you see that as the future here? Is everything's going to be coming off the internet as opposed to, I'm not talking about next year, but a lot of the programming coming off the internet?
That's a big possibility. There's definitely going to be some advancement there. What I'm really bringing to the table for Mr. Doug Tooley and his company is the fact that he has so many different facets of his business that people don't know about. Don't call the 800 number specifically is because the local guy, Doug Tooley, he's built an incredible name for himself. I mean, I personally spent this entire week with him just following him. He goes out to nice little ladies' houses to help fix their VCR because they needed help with it. They didn't understand how to make sure it ran correctly. Because one of his guys was out there to install the job in the first place, that was part of his customer quality.
His follow-up, his word.
Exactly, was to make sure that she was taken care of. He's done that repetitively this week with individuals, and he has a lot more to offer than just satellite. He's got the internet. He's got mobile internet inside your house. He can hook you up with AT&T, Verizon. There's a variety of tools that BNT Satellite actually has for the customers here that are local, that like local business, that like supporting local businesses. With a person like Doug Tooley, there's nobody better to call and have his company come out and service your needs. So that's a pretty exciting thing, and we're going to make it part of our marketing campaign to make sure that people understand exactly what they can get from BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley's company.
I think it's the package. It's
exactly.
You know, you want somebody to take care of you. I know it's really weird, but it's like your electronics doctor.
Exactly. That's exactly right. A service and technology doctor for the people that, you know, a lot of times it's just, how do I do this or that with my remote? I heard him on the phone talking to a lady, just showing her and walking her through how to program the remote. So it's the full package that Doug has. And
H-E-L-P on that one.
Yeah. So he's got the full package.
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay, Doug Tulin, BNT Satellite. We're really glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
That it's growing.
And congratulations on you guys, too.
Well, thank you.
This is really cool.
Look forward to seeing you grow and having you be part of our world as well. And we just wish you the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks so much for what you do for the community, Doug. You know, a lot of people don't know it, but, you know, we do. And you keep it kind of quiet. So, and it's, you know, but you do a lot. You know, you provide services and cash to a lot of places that people don't know about. For our community and for the charities here. So thanks a lot for what you do, and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 7:40 in the morning, and when we come back, we have Red Cross. We're going to be talking
some of the
prisons.
Classes. Some of the classes they've got coming
there
up
at
Red Cross. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right. 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 and all of you chatters. Good morning. Let's make it a beautiful weekend, this Memorial Day weekend, as we remember. We're talking safety tips, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
Yeah, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? They've got Espresso Joe's on a day like today when it's going to be, you know, kind of cloudy and cool. You want to have that, but when it starts getting hot, they have ice drinks. They've got it all there, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, maybe even the West, right there at Tobacco and Brew. And then Joe and Shelley do great things for our community. They've been in business a long time. They help the veterans. They give veteran discounts, by the way, and they help the community in many ways.
They also sell wine. and coffee beans. So if you and coffee accessories like espresso machines. So it's a great place to go shopping for the hostess gift, you know, to take that really cool, like, what's the newest in coffee beans? And they'll make it, they'll grind it or they'll make it. And it's really nice to do that as a presentation. They at Christmas time, they have mulling spices. They have a lot of really cool things.
Right. And, you know, before we get to Yvonne, there's a bill to limit gifts to California lawmakers. A state Senate committee has killed a bill that would have prohibited lawmakers from receiving free spa treatment, sports tickets, and rounds of golf.
What?
He also, the Republican from San Luis Obispo, Sam Blakely.
Lewis. San Luis Obispo.
Also included tickets to theme parks, concerts, gift cards, and skiing or fishing trips. And it just died. It died in committee. So is there any surprise to that? So it would have limited the, it would have prohibited lawmakers from getting that. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about happy things. Yvonne from Red Cross.
You are happy. You are a happy sight. Oh, and you know what? We're so happy to have you here. I know that we're going to be talking. We were talking, telling our listeners before you came on that we were going to be talking about classes. And we will be talking about what the Red Cross is offering right now. Of course, we're thinking about what happens. We have so much water, hypothermia, the cold water. CPR classes. What's going on right now that we can take? We can mark on our calendar to look towards to mark in. I want to take this class. This is coming up.
I would encourage everyone to go to our website to look at our class schedule. We have them all the time. We have them weekly. Different class modifications. If you need basic CPR first aid class, or we have the advanced first responder pro classes. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what your needs are. And we, of course, at the Red Cross encourage everyone this weekend to take your life vest for babies, children, adults, even those who think they are strong swimmers. The cold, cold water can really wear you out, and it's so important to be prepared.
My
for
idea
that.
Of swimming in Lake Shasta is to take a life preserver, a life vest, you know, the kind, you know, a vest, and put my legs through them and sit on it. And you just kind of float above the water.
It's called bobbing.
I bob. And speaking of bob.
Whatever works.
Whatever works
whatever
for you,
works.
Baby.
And please, when you are picking out those life vests, please make sure that they are certified. And
how
just,
do you find out about that?
They usually say right on the vest or ask the clerk or whoever it is that's helping you that you're getting the right one that's authorized by the state of California to be an official life-saving preserver.
Okay, because I can imagine sometimes you might go to, I don't want to say this, but a under $5 store, and they may have a special, but that could possibly, might look good, but not save your life.
That's right, right.
Okay, and Bob is shaking his head because that's his thing, you know, water safety.
Yeah, Coast Guard approved life jackets, and just a reminder, up on Shasta Lake this weekend, we are expecting a huge influx of students from University of Oregon, so there'll be a lot of extra houseboats, some of which will be, to put it mildly, inexpertly piloted. So if you are heading up for a day on the lake, please be extra mindful and wear that life jacket. It will not take long in that water to put you out of commission.
Thank you, Bob. Moving along, one of my favorite subject matters is, of course, pets and animals. And this is something that really surprised me, and I love this. This is some more of that information for people who have pets that empowers them with information. Dog first aid training, and you have a little kit here. We forget the fact that dogs can get hypothermia, snake bites. Tell us what you've got, why you're here to talk about that today.
Well, because everyone recreations with their pets. They are a member of the family. The Deborah Mandel, who wrote the foreword and really wrote the curriculum for this pet first aid class, she is an emergency critical care veterinarian. It's a very comprehensive course that covers puppyhood to bereavement, the euthanasia process, and everything in between. If your dog is a diabetic, you know, what to feed your puppy when they first come home, the different life stages. So it's very much a comprehensive course. But then we also cover things like what to do in an emergency for a gunshot wound or a snake bite, like what you were saying earlier. There's even a little segment in here on how to remove a fish hook from your dog if something, you know, when you're remote and you're walking and camping and fishing, doing all those fun things with your animal, you want to be prepared because things do happen to them. You just really want to be prepared for that. And drowning is the number one cause of death for a dog.
Really?
Covers that in here. They get very cold very quickly, and they just don't have the strength to survive. So you really have to be prepared.
So throwing the old stick out in the middle of the lake when it's like, you know,
like 50 right
degrees
this weekend,
below.
Don't do
yeah.
it.
No, that not a good idea. Not a good idea. So you just want to, we just want to bring all this information forward and make sure pet owners, your pet is a member of the family. And in this doggy first aid kit that I have brought, has even a thermal blanket for your dog. If you were to be caught in cold weather, there's an instant ice pack in there along with hydrogen peroxide. It really is an important item to have as your recreationing with your family and your pet.
Well, okay, the other thing along that, let's say you don't really go out in the wild with your dogs that much or cats. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what happens with heat over the summer, what to look for. And Yvonne Preston with the Red Cross, we're talking about first aid for your pet, which is a wonderful, interesting subject matter, especially as we approach Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it and I didn't have to mess with anything. And I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Here we go.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot. Hey, yeah. Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
The Anderson Veterans Walk of Honor needs your help.
The Walk of Honor Committee is having a drive-by and donate fundraiser on Memorial Day, May the 30th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Kaleidoscope Coffee, located at 2258 North Street in Anderson. You're asked to stop by and give what you can. Help them reach their goal. All proceeds will go towards building the Walk of Honor. Honor our veterans on this Memorial Day. For more information, give us a call here at Free Fire Radio.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning on May the 27th. Hey, we're getting ready to start off on Memorial Day weekend, and we've got Yvonne Preston is here from the Red Cross, and we're talking safety tips for the weekends, not only just for you, but for your animals. Yvonne, your animal is, you've got like little animal first aid kits here too, right?
That's right. We have the dog first aid kits, and actually we call it a dog first aid course, but it's actually one component. We also have a cat first aid course. It doesn't seem to be as popular in this area because we're such a dog-friendly area. But there is a cat course first aid component to this.
Well, the reason is the dog would accept the help. The cat would fight you every second and make you come out shredded. You know, you say, I'm trying to save your life. And the cat goes, I don't care. Don't touch me. And the dog goes, help me, help me, help me.
Well, let's just drive home what this is all about. It's the dog first aid. So it's Red Cross, be Red Cross ready. Dog first aid. And when are the classes?
The classes are in June. We have two classes in June. Again, go to our website, and you'll see our class schedule, our course schedule.
Okay. And what we have right now, it's $25 to take the classes. And then the kit, which would be great to have with your go-to kit or go-away kit. Let's say, for instance, there is a catastrophe and you have to take your pet. You want to have your first aid kit for them, just like you do for yourself, with the thermal blanket and the water and all the other stuff. But right now, first caller, you've been so generous, Yvonne and the Red Cross, to say one caller is going to get a class.
That's right. One free course, pet first aid course.
Right. And with that, you will receive a booklet with all the information and a DVD. And I was reading through that at the break. Phenomenal information. Choking, breathing, poison, breakage. Just it goes on, like from beginning to end, what happens with puppies, what happens in the case of an emergency of a puppy. And the good thing about these courses, of course, I'm getting that you're going to get hands-on.
That's right. We actually even have a dog mannequin that we allow the students to practice their skills on for breathing emergencies such as choking. And so you get to actually practice on a dog mannequin.
Well, we love your interaction here in the North State. So the first caller, 605-4567, our first caller is going to get one course, which consists of two classes.
It's just the dog first aid component. If you'd like the cat first aid, call us and we will set up a special class for you.
This is phenomenal. And that is a $25 value, but you're going to get all kinds of
phone's
great information.
Yeah.
All right, Yvonne, any closing thoughts here before we have to go to Fox News?
I just want to thank you again for having me on. We really appreciate you really supporting our efforts here at the Red Cross and helping everyone stay safe and prepared, and especially on this Memorial weekend, it's so important to just have this information out there. So thank you both very much for what you do for our community.
Well, thank you. And you know what? It's like anybody that comes on and thanks us, that it's hard for us to know how to really how to.
What else can we do?
Yes,
we're part of the community.
Thank you. But
love
we
it.
Are. We are part of the community, and this is our community. So anything we can do to help, get out there. And when we go out there we're at events and we're helping raise money, or we're there to support groups coming on, and we look at people like the Red Cross, who's out there helping. We're going to try and get you all on next week because of what do you do in case of a tornado? I mean, and this and this year of tornadoes, it just seems like it's been more tornadoes.
It could be us.
Everywhere. And my sister in Chattanooga, Tennessee, had a tornado go through her town, and it just destroyed parts of the town. But there were so many tornadoes, we didn't even know about it until she called us a few days later. She said, we weren't hurt by the tornado.
Floods and tornadoes and they've experienced.
What tornado? Yeah, well, it went through Tennessee. It's gone through the southeast. It's Mississippi, Texas, Oklahoma, here in our town that it's hit, too. So
no winter yet.
Okay, no winner yet. So if anybody wants to get a free $25 gift certificate, so you can take
dog first aid training.
Yeah, dog first aid training. And I know
it's fabulous. If you love your pets, you're going to want to know this information. It'll just empower you more to know what to do in a case of emergency.
Okay, when we come back after the news, we've got Gary Beckner on. We'll have him on for a segment. He's the executive director of the Association of American Educators, the nation's largest non-union teachers association. So we'll be talking to him when we get back after the news. The other things, too, is we're going to get to the prison part. You know, I was researching this yesterday. I put it out on Facebook. We're going to have it. You know, the fact is that we spend $50,000 a year or more per prisoner. And which is double over what the feds play and many others. But when we come back from we're going to come back from the Fox News. We'll be talking with Gary. Then we're getting into that. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's another six dead in Joplin, Missouri. Now 132 killed by the tornado that carved that city apart on Sunday.
It's a bad deal. I lost both of my boys.
More than 200 are still unaccounted for. People using the internet and radio looking for missing loved ones. Three people were killed last night around Atlanta, hit by falling trees in a nasty storm.
He just never saw it coming.
That's one victim's neighbor. The other two were in a car when a tree came down on top of it. President Obama is en route to Poland after wrapping up the G8 summit in France, focusing on ending the fighting in Libya.
We are joined in resolve to finish the job.
World leaders also agreed to aid emerging democracies. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Aid of up to $40 billion eventually for Egypt, Tunisia, and other Arab nations that pursue democracy to help overcome their economic hits. The G8 also urging rich Arab nations to contribute as well. Meanwhile, Russia today joining America and demanding Libya's leader quit. France's president thanking President Medvedev.
Any help he can give us on this matter, as on any other, is welcome.
That's the translator for Nicolas Sarkozy, Dave.
Alistair, an Italian peacekeeper, dead at least one in a bombing in Lebanon. This was a roadside attack targeting a convoy of UN vehicles. Mitt Romney will make it official. He's running for president next week in New Hampshire. Today, the Republican is in Iowa. Romney's first trip this year to the state with the first presidential contest.
You know, last time he spent a lot of money in advertising and spent a lot of money, period. And a lot of people thought that actually worked against him.
Republican Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota may enter the 2012 race next month in Iowa. Ousted ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich just got back on the witness stand, which he didn't do at his first corruption trial, yesterday telling the jury his life story. He's accused of trying to sell President Obama's old Senate seat. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Another Home Depot advantage. Get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on purchases of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's the green light you've been waiting for to get more doing done. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 8th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Cannot be combined with other credit-related offers. See store for details.
Whether your day includes tending the garden or walking your dog, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare to help keep pain out of the picture, no matter what you do. With the right relief at the center of your plan, you're on your way. Plus, get something extra. Buy any two Advil or Thermacare products and get $5 in extra bucks with your extra care card. With CVS Pharmacy, you can manage your pain and have more good days. Use all these products as directed. Offer good May 22nd to May 28th on participating products.
Another thing President Obama focused on at the G8 summit, trying to broker a Middle East peace deal.
In a way that creates a Palestinian state that is sovereign and an Israeli state that is secure.
And that we're learning the Israelis were holding secret peace talks with the Palestinians that fell apart when Hamas entered into a United Palestinian government.
First reported here in Israel in the newspaper Ma'ariv, the talks were held in London a few weeks ago. The newspaper saying the communication included phone calls, the exchange of messages using envoys, and talks between each leader's close associates. The paper quotes a senior official who says President Peres was shocked that the London meeting was leaked. The official went on to say that Peres was the last Israeli leader left who enjoyed a direct channel of communication with the Palestinians, and because of the leak, he would now lose that back channel access. In Jerusalem, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
We spent more in April, but we may not have been buying all that much more. Consumer spending's 0.4% increase, said to be a lot of it on just higher food and energy prices. Memorial Day is upon us, the unofficial start to summer. Time to think about going to the beach.
As he has for more than two decades, Florida International University professor Stephen Leatherman, known as Dr. Beach, is out with his annual list of the nation's best beaches based on 50 criteria. And the runner-up for the last 2 years is this year's number one, Sarasota, Florida's Siesta Beach on the Siesta Key Barrier Island. 40 acres of almost pure quartz crystal sand, like sugar, says Leatherman. Number two, San Diego's Coronado Beach. Kahanamoku Beach in Waikiki, Hawaii is third. Main Beach in East Hampton, New York, number four. And Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, fifth. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
AAA expects about 35 million Americans to travel this Memorial Day weekend, a slight increase over last year. On Wall Street, the Dow up 68 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's 8:05 on May the 27th. Getting ready for a three-day weekend, but this three-day weekend is for Memorial Day. And let's not forget why we're getting that day off Monday. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And by the way, Linda and I are going to be on the air live Monday morning, right before we head out to all the events, and we'll talk about those toward the end of the show, too.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, if you're just tuning in, and today we are going to have temperatures rising to about 70 degrees with 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 47, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight, from 6 to 9 p.m., is Candace Lavolsi, our beautiful Northern California harpist who travels the world playing her harp. She's fabulous. So
she is. She is a great entertainer, and she is just the best. Our guest for this segment is...
By the way, I wanted to say before, not to interrupt you, but Bernard and Bonnie, congratulations. You won the dog safety courses. And Yvonne will be in touch with you in order to have you schedule that. There you go.
Okay. Our guest for these segments, for the next few segments, is a gentleman by the name of Gary Beckner. He is executive director of the Association of American Educators, the nation's largest non-union teachers association. He is an author. He is a college instructor. He has been executive director of this coalition. Represents over 300,000 teachers in 23 separate independent non-union associations across the nation. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, it's been a lot of things, and you know, with California in the midst of its worst budget crisis in a very long time, in the midst of the nation's biggest budget crisis since the Depression. You know, there's all types of information floating around about what's important. You know, do we need? You know, how much should we be paying? How much? You know, how much money should go into education? At what priority is that? So, you know, it's kind of fortuitous to have you come on and talk about it from a different point of view here, maybe.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what your organization is?
Yes, we were formed about 15 years ago by a nationally recognized group of educators, a number of teachers of the year, who saw the need for a professional organization, a truly professional organization that provided many of the same benefits that the unions were providing, but without all of the... partisan politics and social agenda that have nothing to do with education. So this group was formed around that idea that the decisions we make as a professional association, as a professional education association, are all based on what's best for the kid first, for our children first, not necessarily what's best for adults. And that's what truly separates us from the unions.
Well, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, and there's been so many things in our papers lately, and about teachers, in our case up here, 75 teachers walked in saying they wanted a raise of 5.5. The school board, the Shasta District, had offered a raise, and the teachers say it's too low. There's a long story behind that from both sides, of course. But right now, it seems like we're in the midst of laying off teachers. We're closing down programs. We're talking, we've got, just here in Shasta County, we have 25 superintendents in our county. We've got schools with less than 100 students that are just a school district with less than 100 students in it. So all these things are being addressed at this point. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Gary about some of the points that he believes that people should know on education and what the and where we should be going in this area. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:10 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Love is a burning thing.
Down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand-new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist, I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning. Our guest is Gary Beckner, and we're talking education questions in the state of California. He's the executive director of the Association of American Educators, nation's largest non-union teachers association. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Your view on education here in California.
Well, it's interesting. There's such a dichotomy of what the public and what you hear at public thinks and what the press is giving about what's happening in California education, what's right and what's wrong. Interestingly, states across the nation are looking at California as far as their accountability standards, their academic standards, as high, as good. A lot of states are trying to replicate what's right in California. In fact, we have very high math standards, science, English standards for our students. And that's also indicative, of course, that the teachers are doing a much better job than what people are hearing, because there's such a disconnect between what people are hearing about California and education. And I want to make sure that we make it clear right now that our organization represents teachers, professional teachers. And so, you know, we're on the side of teachers, but unfortunately teachers are getting a black eye because of the representation, the people speaking for them are unions. In this case, the California Teachers Association. And there's a huge disconnect there. In fact, every time that the unions speak up, it just angers the public, taxpaying public, more. And teachers are the ones getting black eye because of this. There was a recent Harris poll, as an example, that showed that the question was, who do you most believe? Who would you most believe to tell you the truth? And teachers were right on the top. They were actually a couple of percentage points ahead of the clergy. And yet at the very bottom was Congress, and then even below them were union leaders, labor union leaders. And that's the disconnect, is that people hear supposedly what teachers are all about, what teachers want, what's right, what's wrong about education in California, but they're being given that information by the teacher union leaders, and they're frankly all about what's best for adults, and in most cases, not even best what's best for their members or teachers, but what's best for them as labor union leaders. And if you have just a second, I'll give you an example of that. The California Teachers Association, as an example, they raise more income and dues from teachers than any other state in America. They raise $178 million per year in dues.
This is in California. The teachers are paying $178 million in dues?
In dues.
Now, the teachers.
I presume that you know, but that's my mistake, just to make sure we're on the same page. California is an agency shop state. That means that teachers are required to pay the agent, in this case the California Teachers Association, to represent them. Whether they want to belong or not, they're still required to pay dues to the union. So the unions, they have a monopoly there. They can continue to just raise dues as they do each year.
Well, that's the question I had, was that there is no choice for a teacher. If you're going to teach in this state, you have to belong to the teachers union?
No, and the union will be the first to come back and tell you that's not true, that's not true. The Supreme Court put down a ruling some years back that an individual is not forced to belong to a union. But that same court, and it was appealed here at the California or the Ninth District, and never went to the Supreme Court, that particular case, but that same Ninth District Court did say that teachers, if there was an exclusive representative body in that school district, that all teachers would have to pay some portion of those representational fees. They wouldn't have to belong to the union, but they basically have to pay the fees. So the union doesn't care if you belong or not. In fact, if you don't belong, that's one less person they have to deal with, as far as legal matters, but they still get your dues. And in California, it's $1,100 per year.
Okay, so is that even if you decide not to join the union, is it still $1,100 a year?
It can be up to $1,100, but depending on what the local fees are. There's local fees, state fees, and national fees to the union, the CTA and the NEA, and the local fees. In maybe perhaps Northern California, it might be a little less, but it's still around $1,000 somewhere in there.
Well, Gary, let me ask one more question then about this. Is charter schools that don't have unions in the school?
That's correct. Charter schools in the state, well, there are a couple of unionized charter schools, but most charter schools do not have union contracts.
Okay.
The teachers are on what they're called at-will contracts.
Right.
There are still a couple of major districts, one not far down from you in Clovis, Unified, that is not unionized, never has been unionized, and of course the CTA is after them every year. But it's a large district, and they're not unionized. They work under what is called a faculty senate model, where teachers still have representation, they're just not represented by the CTA. But every other district in California, the teachers, if the CTA is the exclusive bargaining agent for that district, the teachers have to pay them dues even if they don't want to belong. There is one out, and that is, actually there are two outs. If you're a religious objector, you will not have to pay dues to the union, but the union can decide which charity those dues will go to.
So you still have to give up your money. You just can't. You don't have to give it to the union, but you have to give it to a charity. Then.
That's right. But it can't be your church, as an example. It can't be us. You know, we're a C3, but it can't be us either. The union gets to decide, you know, who that. And it's usually like United Way or something like that.
Right.
Something that
okay.
they agree on. The other is called an agency fee objector. And those teachers, they have to write letters every year at a certain two-week window every year and cross all the T's and dot all the I's. But it can be done. And there are about 4,000 teachers in California that do this. And they get a agency fee rebate. So basically, they still pay about three-quarters of the amount of dues. They're still going to pay $600, $700 to the union. But they can get $300 or $400 back. And basically what they're supposed to be getting back is are all those fees that the unions don't use for bargaining and grievance. In other words, they're getting back the funds that the unions use purely for politics. And those teachers brave enough to do that, and it takes a pretty brave soul to do that because the union's all over them. They can get $300 or $400 back every year, and they can, you know, contribute to whoever they want to, or just take their wife to dinner a few more times. So there is that option. But the cash cow is strong in California because the majority of teachers just don't want to buck the system, don't want the union leader, you know, the local rep in their face all the time, and they just consider it a cost of doing business in California and pay the $1,000 per year. So with that money, the union can, as you know, cause a lot of trouble. In this state and across the nation, $168, by the way, goes to the NEA, straight on to the Washington office. But as an example, what do they do with that money?
Well, look, hey, Gary, let's take a break here, and when we come back from that break, we'll get into what they do with the money.
Okay.
And we'll finish up the segment with that. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages, and we'll get right back to, is there an alternative to teachers' unions, and what do they do with the money?
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, upgrading California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 56 degrees here. It's 8:23 in the morning, and it is, the 27th of May. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea. They have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design, easier adaption, and wider reading areas with their glasses, an on-site lab, and no insurance, no problem. They have complete eyewear packages with a two-year warranty. That's Advantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Phone number for Dr. Lea is 223-2325. Welcome back to the program. Gary Beckner is our guest. And, Carl, I know that the chat room's lining up with lots of comments, but you said at the break that you have a specific question at the top of this break. Welcome back, Gary.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Gary, you know, some of the teachers, if teachers belong to unions, unions are there to make more money for them and take care of them.
It'd be great if that was true.
Okay.
But the teacher unions have done, the teacher unions, we're not down on unions, but the teacher unions, the CTA and the AFT in this state, are two of the worst unions in America. These people, they bring in $178 million per year in dues. Over half of it goes to salaries of CTA representatives. Their average salary is $140,000 per year.
Wait a minute. Now, you're saying the California Teachers Association... Of the $170 million or $140 million that comes in, half of it goes to salaries, and the average salary is how much for the CTA?
Over half of it goes to salaries, which is not unusual for an association organization, but it's the obscene amounts these people are making. $140,000 a year is the average. I mean, that's three new young teachers. And you have to ask yourself, is a teacher's union representative more valuable than a teacher? I think not. And also, these guys, they should not be making this kind of money if they're not getting the same kind of money for their members, for teachers. And that's the problem, is these people are just, so where does the money go? It goes for pure politics, pure social politics, has nothing to do with making the job better for teachers. If that were the, and yet they've done a great job of convincing teachers that if it weren't for them, the unions, you know, the teachers would be worse off. Well, there's so many studies out there, a couple of great ones from Stanford University, the Hoover Institute, showing that teachers in right-to-work states, that's states where they don't have union representation per se, their salaries are not only comparative to the base salary and the cost of living structure in California, but in some cases superior. So teachers are paying inordinate amount of dues in California and getting very little in return. That's the sad part.
Okay, Aaron, we got about 4 minutes left. What's your suggestion on this?
Well, the suggestion is to start chip away at this blob. And by the way, we would be right there with the California Teachers Association asking the taxpayers again and again and again for more money for the system, because, you know, what's more important for California, for America, than an educated public? I mean, that's how we keep our republic, frankly, is an educated public. But the problem is, if we could be guaranteed, we would be with the CTA, if we could be guaranteed that that money would actually reach the classrooms for better pay for teachers and better conditions for students to learn. And it doesn't. It simply gets gobbled up by this bureaucratic blob controlling our public education system today. You mentioned it at the top of the hour. We talk about how many supervisors do you have in your district?
24.
I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, that goes up. It could be 23. It could be 25. I know it's somewhere around 24.
And even some rules. If those people were still required to at least teach some classes, that'd be one thing. But it's just crazy. It's become all about adults and not about children. But your question was, what do we do about it? Well, in Wisconsin and Ohio, because of the legislative changes there, teachers are beginning to have to look for alternatives to union representation. And that may happen in California someday, but it'll be a while here because the union is so entrenched. But what's happening is small districts, small school districts, the local teachers are beginning to realize, what are we sending all this money on to CTA and then on to NEA for? Why can't we just keep more of it at home, or why do we need the union at all? And unfortunately, the laws in California require union representation, bargaining, that because this is an agency shop state, but it doesn't require a local entity, a local teachers association, to have to belong to or be tied to the CTA or NEA. And so a lot of small districts are beginning to look at, and some districts have already done this, breaking away from the CTA and the NEA charging their own dues and keeping those dues local and assigning their own officers and having people that be trained to bargain for them and just keep all that money at home and do a much better job for sometimes half the amount of dollars. What they sometimes feel like they're not going to get, though, are some of those other benefits that the unions provide, like most importantly liability insurance and legal protection. Well, then those teachers can join groups like ours, a national association that only gives those benefits and doesn't get involved in politics, for a fraction of the cost that they're paying the unions. As an example, our organization is 15, not 50 plus, but $15 per month, and we provide twice the liability insurance coverage that the union does.
Okay, now, Gary, somebody asked, what was the second thing about the... We've got in our chat room here, lady, it looks like, has joined, said she's a teacher. She was forced to join the union. The guest said there's a way for you to opt out and recover some of the funds. And the teacher says they've done absolutely nothing for me. They make it so hard to opt out.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is that those teachers are going to need help. I mean, the option is there, but to get through the red tape is necessary that the union has made it so difficult to get out of the union.
Gary, what we're going to have to do is we're going to take a break. I'm going to hold you over over the break if that's okay.
Yes.
And then we can come back, answer these last questions, and I'll let you go because we have other guests lined up here. But I do want to, follow up this thing and answer the questions that the people are asking, okay?
Good.
All right, this is Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460, 8:30 in the morning on May 27th, my friends. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The number of people who died in Sunday's Joplin, Missouri tornado now at least 126, 156 still unaccounted for.
Some people who didn't make it through the storm have to be identified by DNA or dental records. Problem is, some of those records are missing, blown away in the nation's deadliest twister in 60 years. People have turned to social media and the local radio station in Joplin to find relatives and friends.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Joplin. Deadly storms ripping through Georgia last night with three dead as trees and power lines toppled. And the defense secretary gives his last commencement address, telling sailors at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland.
My only prayer is that you serve with honor and come home safely.
Robert Gates stepping down from his post next month. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bob. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Hey, they give the best haircuts in town. They give discounts to veterans. And guess what? Man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. I'm going down there to get a haircut because Monday we have all the ceremonies that are happening on Memorial Day. You know, it's a good time. You're going to have a three-day off. So get that haircut down there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Tell them you heard it on Free Fire Radio. Nothing happens except they smile. Our guest, Gary Beckner, from he's the executive director of the Association of American Educators, nation's largest non-union teachers association. He's coming in here talking about how much money is going into the unions. He's drawn a clear line between teachers and union reps so that it's not teachers, it's what's going on in the unions. Is that correct, Gary?
That's absolutely correct. I just wish the teachers had a better voice speaking for them out there. Unfortunately, the public sometimes are just looking at teachers in the wrong light because it looks like all we're about is, you know, just asking for more money, ever more money. Obviously, we want more money like anybody else, but I wish we could make the case in a different way than having the union people try to make the case for us because it really makes us look bad.
Okay, now, how do you opt out? We've had those questions come in. We've had teachers come in and say, hey, look, I'm in the union. They make it really hard to opt out. I keep having to pay my money, and I have no choice almost.
Yeah, and that's their, you know, they just feel like they have to tie teachers to the mast because if they didn't, they'd jump ship. So that they make it very difficult to get in, or easy to get in, but very difficult to get out, and teachers will need help doing that, and we're happy to help. There are two organizations that can, literally, specifically, have been designed to help teachers know what their rights are and what their options are. One is in California, specifically for California teachers. It's built by California teachers for California teachers, and that's called C10. The California Teachers Empowerment Network. You can Google them, and they have a website and some helpful people that can help those teachers who want to get out of the unions, or at least get what is called an agency fee rebate. And our organization, even though, you know, we're not about trying to help people get out of the unions necessarily, but we do provide that kind of information about what your rights are, and they can go to our website as well. And can I give that, Carl?
Sure.
And that's www.aaeteachers.org. And just click on your rights, and it'll show teachers how to get that agency fee rebate. Or they can call our toll-free number, which is 800-704-7799.
You know, I just like having people have you know what? It's not the fact that, I mean, what bothers me about this whole thing is there's you don't have a choice. Even if you're in a small district, nothing is being done there. You still have to pay your money. Yes, you can get some money back, but you know, to me, it comes down. We believe in taking responsibility. Each individual should take responsibility. But you know, now when you don't have a choice, it just that just rankles me in many ways.
Well, it's not the American way, is it?
Yeah. Would you be willing to if we have one of the union representatives on to talk? You know, kind of a little debate there.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I doubt that you'll get someone on to talk in a
debate. You never can.
But I'd be happy to.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Gary Beckner, and Gary is the executive director of the Association of American Educators, and you can. I think this is your. Is it aaeteachers.org?
That's correct. aaeteachers.
Okay, and we've been talking about it's not the teachers, and don't ever think that we're ever going to say anything about the teachers, and I mean that's our future is in their hands in so many ways. Here we're talking about when we were approached on this is what happens with the unions and such. So thank you, Gary, so much for being on the show.
Thank you. It's our great pleasure, and we'll be on any time you ask.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got prisons, we've got Senior Idol, we've got it all. But we're going to be talking Senior Idol when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Sense, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, the crew at Northern Lights, would like to honor all of our fallen heroes of our great nation during this holiday weekend. Northern Lights Energy would like to wish everybody a wonderful Memorial Day. While celebrating the freedoms given to us by those who've fallen heroes, remember to stay safe. Whether it be a day at the lake or camping in the mountains, enjoy this holiday weekend and just remember that our freedoms have come at a great cost. So enjoy these freedoms and keep the roads and waterways safe for everyone. And on May 28th, we have the Strawberry Social out in Happy Valley, which will be at the elementary school at Happy Valley and Palm. We'll have breakfast served by the 4-H Swine Club at 7 o'clock, which lasts till about 9:30. We've got over 100 vendors. We have the Antique Tractor Club, the NorCal Military Museum, and their helicopter, the Antique Truck Club, and the Redding Safari International Trailer. So come early and stay late or until the strawberries run out. Thanks a lot.
National University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, you guys, the moment we've been waiting for. We are talking to the gals who are throwing on Senior Idol, Lonnie, Carolee, Joanne, and Karen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, tonight this is really going to be life transforming for 12 contestants that are in Senior Idol at the Cascade Theater, right?
Absolutely.
And this is our third year to put the event on. So let's talk about what's happened. Have you followed through the years to see the first years of contestants? What's happened to some of the contestants? And plus, it's 55 and plus. I think the oldest contestant the first year was 90, right?
Right. What I think has been the most amazing is that as they've came and participated in the competition, we've gotten to know them and the community's gotten to know them, and they have gotten in touch with different assisted living and retirement nursing homes all over the city, and they've gone and they've performed and made a difference in people's lives all over. And I think it's just great. They're finding a heart for elders that they didn't even know they had. And I think that's probably been the most significant. Of course, people have their name, and they're getting gigs, I guess you could call it.
Gigs, I know. I had Ken.
Everywhere.
Ken did a couple jobs for me, and he was the first year's Idol winner, and he sang Music of the Night, and just absolutely spellbinding, bone chilling. He was first year, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, people were like, oh, my God. Let's not forget now that we have so many boomers thousands of people are becoming boomers every single day in America. And so when we think of seniors, what we use, you know, we always think we're forever 20, right? And I just turned 53. So I know I'm just a few years away from being actually... It's just a weird for me, but the truth is that as we look around, there are a lot of people that are in this 50, 60, 70, 80, and it's a matter of, it's just a state of mind. Keep young, and music is a wonderful way to keep your memory going. So tonight is Senior Idol. We encourage you. There's a couple, there's just a few tickets left. We encourage everybody to go to the Cascade. Let's talk about where the proceeds are going tonight. Karen.
Yes, Joanne. And Joanne.
Karen and Joanne.
Joanne are here, yes.
And let's talk, get into the microphone
sure,
here. Let's
yes.
talk about, okay, the proceeds go to?
Proceeds are going to Compass Shining Care. And we are so grateful because we have a huge mission. And really, it's about what you were talking about. Quality of life at any age and no matter what your ability level. Mm-hmm. And so we're here to bring hope and purpose to life no matter what the situation. So we help people find what they need, whether it's home care or finding a great place to live, like the Vistas, or whatever. Whatever's needed for that individual, because life can still be good, no matter what your age or no matter what your health condition. And
so
that's our mission.
So you're like an agency.
Yes, we are. We're a social service agency. We're a nonprofit.
Compass Shining Care. So funds are going to you. If you know of a senior, which is 55 and plus now, you guys consider seniors?
Yes.
Okay. Officially by AARP, 55. So at that point, someone can come to your agency and say, I need blah, 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 and you will find a fit for them. Is that what you...
Absolutely. And a lot of times people aren't even sure what they need. And maybe the family isn't in agreement about what's needed. So we can help. Just sort it all out and help figure out what's best for them.
Well, I can tell our listeners that there are four women here that are just absolutely gorgeous, vivacious girls that are really into putting on this event. And, you know, Lonnie and Carolee and Karen, you guys have been involved, I think, Karen, Joanne, you guys have been involved before, and Karen, you're new this year. I see your face being new. But everybody else, you've been there since the onset, 3 years in a row. It's wonderful.
It's really been neat to watch the show develop over time and to see what it's become. And every year adds a different flavor and a different spice, and so it's very exciting. So if you've been before, come again, because who knows what the surprises are for tonight.
Wow, and I'll tell you, it is surprising. It's just such a great pool of talent. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Cascade Theater. Get your tickets now. And the girls have so generously said that the first caller, 605-4567, is going to get two tickets for Senior Idol tonight. And I'm going to be judging, and I love being in that seat because it inspires me. It just keeps me going. Like, you know, I can be like that someday when I grow up. Who wants to grow up? Anyway, girls, we'll see you tonight. Thank you so much for Compass Shining Care and the Vistas.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. First caller, 605-4567, gets two tickets to the Cascade Theater tonight for Senior Idol. Carla Lindabad here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing.
Back down. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Friday, beginning of a three-day weekend. Hey, I say that I've been going to talk to you about this prison thing.
By the way, the tickets for Senior Idol are $15, and we're still waiting for that call, 605-4567, for two tickets tonight. The gals are here. Don't miss out on a great show.
Yeah, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And they do everything for everybody as far as in their community here. It's Espresso Joe's is there, great walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelley support the veterans, support our community. They also have discounts if you're a veteran. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, one of the things that I want to talk about is, we've been talking about the prisons, and we're getting ready to release 40,000 prisoners on us. They're going to say it's going to take the next 2 years. You know, we've been hitting this about that they released 1,500 or 450 of them that they don't even know where they're at and that are considered violent. Let's just talk cost. This is why one of the things about it is that there is the cost of keeping a prisoner, and this is 2008, 2009 figures, is $50,000. $50,000 per prisoner. You know, when you think about that, and you're going, how can that be? Well, you know, if you look it up under the Legislative Analyst Office, you know, lao.ca.gov, $19,000 for security, per prisoner. That's a year. $12,000 for health. Now, $12,000 for health, you know, care means $1,000 a month for health care per prisoner. And we talk about the, you know, and then there's administrative, there's food, there's rehab programs, there's all these other things, plus $116 per prisoner for miscellaneous. So when you look at this, you're looking at the cost of this. And then you look at the, you know, that the committee of Assembly Member Dickerson talked about the committee questioned the head of state prison health care services, Receiver J. Clark Kelso, about the increase in cost and staffing levels in state prisons related to inmate medical care, exorbitant salaries, and expenses by consultants. At the time we're facing terrible budget decisions, they might cut health insurance for kids and seniors. This committee is determined to cut costs in prison health care because we're cutting on everybody else. But they're using an example is that $1.5 billion is what it used to be, but it's $2 billion in 5 years. And health care staffing levels inside state prisons have more than doubled during that period. They found that multiple consultants were making as much as $50,000 a month. Okay, let me say that again, $50,000 a month in salary, as well as expenses such as housing, dry cleaning, and meals. And they're asking about, hey, why is this happening? Why is it costing this much? And they want to compare California prison health care staffing with other states. Well, let me do that for you real quick. We're talking about how much it costs in other states. And this is as of just a couple of days ago. Is that the cost of health care for each inmate per year is approximately $12,000, while prison health care costs $5,000 in New York, $4,000 in Florida, $4,400 in Pennsylvania, and $2,900 in Texas. And while costs have increased dramatically, it has not improved the quality of care enough to take the system out of the federal court of receivership. Now tell me why we can't do this, and we can't go into privatization there somehow. Why are there no privatization of the prison systems? Why are there jobs they're putting out there for $25,000, $30,000 a month for a psychiatrist for the prison, for the prisons? It's all coming down to the fact of how much money this is costing us at $50,000 per prisoner. Why is this? You know, where does all this money go? We say $19,000 per prisoner per year for security. Is that the cost of the guards? Is that the cost of keeping them there? Is that retirement? Does that include retirements and perks and all these things? Well, let's go to the phones. Line one, Coach Bob.
You kind of threw me off there when you were talking about the prison stuff, because it's a subject I can talk about as well. I don't care to this morning, however, but okay. I want to wish you both a great 3-day holiday, such as it is, and I'm hoping the weather improves. I could use that.
We all can.
We all could. Last week, I was at Fresno State University watching my former stepdaughter received her master's degree, and I think I told you about that a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
While there, her brother came up from San Diego. He's the one I showed you and Linda the picture of over at the mall on Monday.
Yes.
And his brilliant white uniform. Interesting thing happened walking into a restaurant prior to the festivities at the university. A couple of ladies sitting at a table saw him walk in and were taken aback by his uniform. And, well, he's a handsome kid, but still that uniform grabbed her attention. And they said, "You look absolutely wonderful." And he said, "Well, thank you." And they said, "No, thank you." His dad turned to him, his biological father, and said, "You hear that a lot?" And he says, "I hear it all day long." And I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, "Well, Adam, accept it. Be humble about it. People mean it. There was a time when they used to spit on the uniform. Now people are far more respective. Don't ever get bored with that, because it's the best thing you can hear."
It absolutely is, Coach Bob.
Yes, it is. You guys have a great weekend. I'm going to play music this afternoon at one of the senior places. Okay. And I will see you tonight. I'm upstairs at the senior idol.
Okay, we'll be there. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. All right, I was kind of changed the subject there, and we were going to change the subject in a second anyway. But, you know, somebody just wrote in and said, what about the recently formed CRRIC, California recently released inmate union? You know what? I'd laugh, except I wonder if he's serious about that somehow. Could that happen? My friends, you know, the thing is that they're getting ready to release prisoners. You know, they're not going to keep themselves. You know, the assembly's not going to, as they voted down that bill, not to even let it leave committee about. So, you know, restricting them, and I say them being our legislators from getting spa, football tickets, golf, all this stuff. You know, you got to ask yourself, you know, who's running this thing? And when they did release the prisoners through a computer program, and by the way, a computer program released them, and now they've got 450 people just gone, maybe 1,500 or more, but at least 450 of them are considered violent offenders, just kind of disappeared out into the netherland. So I'm just having, you know, when you see these things, you know, you just go, why? Okay. Let's just change this a little bit. You know, on Monday, there's going to be a number of ceremonies. Let's talk about that. Linda and I will be here Monday morning. And then from there...
And Bad Bob
will be here.
And Just Bob.
And maybe even Corky Bob. I'm not sure. There's another Bob we have here. And they call him Corky Bob, but we call him Quirky Bob. We're going to be here from 7 to 9 a.m. And then the thing, you know, then it starts at 10 a.m. at Longcrest. There's a ceremony. At 11 o'clock at the convention center, they're having a ceremony at the Veterans Grove there. Then there'll be singing. There'll be a number of other there'll be speakers there at that. Speakers, of course, at the 10 o'clock ceremony at Longcrest. Anderson is having one at 11 o'clock also. And at 12 o'clock, we'll be out at Reading Cemetery. I'll be speaking there along with the mayor, Missy MacArthur. There'll be the Enterprise Band. There's going to be, you know, a lot of stuff going on there also. And then, of course, at 5:55 out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, they're having the big service out there.
And I go.
Now, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is going to be opening up 3,000 square feet.
Be
open all weekend out there at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
It's off Airport Road.
Yeah, it's off Airport Road. You can see it as you're driving down Airport Road. You can see the big sign.
On the way to Kent's Meats.
It is so worth it. We're going to do a remote from there
next Friday,
in fact. and talking about it, inviting people down. Bad Bob's ears just perked up. He goes, another remote? Another remote? Don't worry, Bad Bob. We're going to make this one easy on you.
I'll be here anchoring.
That's right. You know, here's the thing is, my friends, is it's Memorial Day weekend. It's a three-day weekend. I know maybe you think we harp on it just a little bit too much, but no. You know, this day on Monday is to remember those who have fallen.
Well, we can't say enough about being safe with the water and the boating, because this is a huge weekend, too, that people go out with their boating, and be careful with the waters because of all of the snow spill. And we hope to see you at one of the several events this Monday. And please put your flags out. I just keep saying, put your flags out. If there's anything, please put your flags out.
Yeah, you know, it's again, Memorial Day is just that. It's something that we do to remember those who have fallen. And Linda's just absolutely right. If you've got a flag, fly it that day. Come out to one of the events and commemorate the lives of our warriors who have fallen in battle. You know, we've had the liberties that we enjoy today. And walking around, having that barbecue, playing softball, going fishing, going out on the lakes, mainly because we have veterans that have put their lives on the line for us. So, thank you very much for listening today. We roll it out today with unions, with Senior Idol, which we'll be at tonight.
Red Cross.
At what time? 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock tonight, Senior Idol.
Yeah, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.